Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already November 19th and 20th, depending on when you're listening to this. And just a reminder, if you are listening to this on Saturday, November 19th, it's the Granite State Baseball Dinner. And if you check the New Hampshire Fisher Cats website, you may find out if there are additional tickets available. This weekend's show features Emma Clark and Laura Bentley Melly, and we are talking about the Arthritis Foundation of New Hampshire, and specifically juvenile arthritis. I am the chair of the New Hampshire Leadership Council of New Hampshire Arthritis Foundation, and one of the things I learned when in that role is that approximately 1,500 youth in New Hampshire are affected by juvenile arthritis. And that compares to 1,100 for juvenile diabetes. So obviously, people have heard of juvenile diabetes, but they may not be aware that that arthritis affects the youth population. So Emma and Laura, welcome. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. And congratulations on being the youth honorees for the upcoming Jingle Bell Runs, and we'll get into that momentarily. Let's start with you, Emma. Tell us your story and when you were diagnosed and how that's affected your beautiful school history.
I was diagnosed in 2011 when I was 11. It started when I was in fifth grade because my knee swelled up pretty big and my teacher sent me down to the nurse. I went to several doctors and finally was diagnosed. So it took a while to be diagnosed. It affects me day to day, from when I wake up to a little ache and pain to a swollen joint or two. And I'm on medication, which has helped me to get into remission. And yeah, I've been with the Arthritis Foundation for 4 years, and I've done the Jingle Bell Run for 4 years.
Awesome. So you're the honoree for Portsmouth. So tell us your past experience in doing that race.
I've participated in it for 4 years since 2012, and it's become a big part of my life because it brings my family together every year to that one community.
Great. And for the listening audience, that'll be December 11th in Portsmouth at Little Harbor School, and you can register by going on the website JBR, which stands for Jingle Bell Run, but jbr.org/Portsmouth. Let's move over to Lauren. Lauren, you're in sixth grade, correct?
Yeah.
So how are you enjoying sixth grade?
I like it.
Awesome. And I know you love dancing. So has juvenile arthritis, has that affected your ability to dance?
I started dancing more after I got it. But before I had arthritis, I did gymnastics. And I had to discontinue that because I had arthritis and it bothered me too much to do it.
So how do you still do gymnastics?
No, I don't.
So tell us about your dancing experience.
I do ballet, and I did ballet and jazz, and it's fun. Sometimes my knee can bother me while I do it, but normally it's okay.
Awesome. And you're the honoree for the Concord Jingle Bell, which is December 18th. Again, if you're listening to this and you want to register, it's jbr.org/Concord. So Lauren, in your role as youth honoree, you'll get the word out, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have family and friends joining you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Back to you, Emma. So same thing here. You've said you've had your family join you in the past. So tell us what that's like to get everybody, family and friends, together.
It really means a lot that my family will come out and support the Arthritis Foundation. We've had Team Emma have hats, and we're probably going to make t-shirts this year, and it's always the talk about at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And When you've done it in the past, what's the feeling when it's all over and you've successfully run or walk and the families come together? And it must be pretty exciting knowing that you're getting the word out and you also participated and raised some money for arthritis research.
Yeah, it feels really good at the end, but the fundraising just starts right back up again.
And I know that I do a lot of fundraising in my role, so it's a year-round adventure for you?
Definitely.
Awesome. So when you were selected to be this year's teen honoree, Mr. Bringle approached you, and so when you were thinking about it, what are some of the things that you considered?
Well, I felt really honored because it's been a big part of my life for a while. And I've been waiting to be the honoree for a few years.
Awesome. Very good. If we had known that, we would have gotten you early. No, Lauren, was it when Mr. Bringle approached you, what was your first reaction?
I was a little nervous, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it. But I decided I wanted to do it because it's for a good cause, and I have had it for a long time, so...
Now let's stick with that thought, Lauren. So, is it with your classmates? Is it sometimes difficult to get the word out to them? You know, like if you're having not the best day in terms of the arthritis. I mean, are you able to comfortably express that? You know, to your classmates?
I don't usually tell a lot of people unless I'm really close with them. It's something that I don't like getting out there a lot with people I know. So
that's a good answer. And Emma, how about yourself? Are you getting the word out? Are you comfortable talking about it?
Yeah, I'm very comfortable talking about it with my friends. They all know that it's a part of my life, and they know how much it means to me, because just coming to the Jingle Bell Run every year, my friends love to participate in that kind of stuff.
Awesome. So on the day of the race, do you get there? Start with you, Emma, again. Do you get there early and get everything set? Will you be wearing a special outfit?
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be wearing a elf hat, I think. And I'll be helping out with setting up and helping people direct where they need to go.
How about yourself, Lauren?
At the Jingle Bell Run every year, I sell cupcakes with my family.
And those are pretty famous cupcakes. I think everybody in Concord looks forward to seeing those. So when do you start making those cupcakes?
Well, it usually takes about 3 hours to make all of them. So we start making them we make a whole day just to do that and get it done. But not sure when we're gonna do it. But
I know I look forward to it. After the commercial break, we're going to get the moms on to talk about it. But before we do that, in your experience, when you first were diagnosed, I mean, was it difficult to get, you know, to hear the news? And then how did you, how did you cope with that?
When I found out I had arthritis, it kind of shocked me because I wasn't sure why I had arthritis, because I thought it was more... older people that got it, but once I was educated about it, I kind of understood and I accepted it.
And have you gone to other arthritis events, you know, camps and so forth?
Yeah, I go to an annual camp, Camp Dartmouth Hitchcock. It's in Fairleigh, Vermont. I go there every summer at the end of August, and I have this whole camp family, which I look forward to every year.
Awesome. How about yourself, Lauren?
I don't go to Dartmouth Hitchcock Camp, but I do the Jingle Bell Run every year.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. Have either of you ever gone to Washington, D.C. to tell your story?
No.
That's something that I think we'll need to do. If you wanted to impart, if you wanted to share one thing with all of the listening audience, Emma, what would it be?
I would just want to have everyone come and support and give something to the arthritis community, if it's a donation or if it's just to show up at the walk or to just show support for Arthritis Foundation.
Awesome. And Lauren?
I would want people to understand more when somebody can't do something. It's not because they don't want to do it. It's because they're having trouble that day.
Awesome. So as I mentioned, and these, I know these statistics really aren't well known, but approximately 1,500 youth in New Hampshire are affected by juvenile arthritis, and nationally that number is 300,000. Obviously, arthritis also affects the adult population, and these two young ladies, Emma and Lauren, are very courageous young ladies, because even as adults, we sometimes have difficulty talking about it. It's one thing that I've learned in talking with adults afflicted with arthritis is sometimes they're afraid to talk about it. They're thinking that their employer is going to think that they can't do the job, and maybe, you know, they won't be employed much longer and so forth. So I think one of my goals as chair of the Leadership Council is to have everybody comfortable talking about it. And Emma and Lauren, you certainly are courageous and are willing to do that. And if there are other young people with juvenile arthritis, what advice would you give them about sharing their story?
I would tell them to share it, because it's something to be proud of, because it's not a common thing and it's something that makes you different. So to share with everyone your story would be amazing.
All right, Lauren?
I would tell people to be, it's like, okay, it's not the end of the world. It's not that hard. It is hard in the beginning, but it gets easier.
Great. Well, Emma and Lauren, I'm so glad that you've taken on this role as youth honoree. We're going to get your moms on in a minute. So the arthritis run in Portsmouth is December 11th, and that's at the Little Harbor School. If you want to register, it's jbr.org/Portsmouth. And the Jingle Bell Run for Arthritis in Concord is on December 18th. And if you want to register there, it's jbr.org/Concord. And for the listening audience that might enjoy taking a ride to Freeport, Maine, we have a Jingle Bell Run on December 4th in Freeport, Maine. It's really fun. I will be doing all three of them. So I'm not only going to see Lauren and Emma, I'm going to see most of you. So, Tom Raffio, please stay tuned after commercial break, and we'll bring on the moms. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And a reminder, tonight is, if you're listening to this on Saturday, November 19th, is the Granite State Baseball Dinner. We have people like Denny McLean, the last 30-game winner, attending, along with Wade Boggs and, of course, Chris Carpenter. The donations for tonight fundraising, it goes to CHAD, Children's Hospital at Dartmouth, which has been referenced, and also the New Hampshire Fisher Cats Foundation and the Ted Williams Foundation. So we heard from the young ladies, our youth honorees, and now we're going to get with the moms in a second. But first, I want to bring on Tom Ringle, who is the executive director of the Northern New England Arthritis Foundation. Tom, thank you for also coming in this weekend. I know you've been very busy planning for these Jingle Bell runs, but welcome. Thank you for coming.
A pleasure to be here, Tom. Thank you.
Now, I've really enjoyed working with you. I'm the board leadership chair, but of course, as you as the executive director, do all the day-to-day. So tell us, when you were thinking about the arthritis runs this year, how did you select Emma and Lauren in that process?
Well, we wanted to find a face. We wanted to find a true story, and a moving story, an emotional story. And both Lauren and Emma have been involved in the Jingle Bell runs for many years, and they've always contributed so much. So they were just a natural fit for us to ask and to get them engaged in a higher level of the organization.
Awesome. And I was already at arthritis when you came on board. So, you know, these statistics that I'd like to share to get the word out that approximately 1,500 youth in New Hampshire are affected by juvenile arthritis. When you started, I know you've been in other not-for-profits. Did that statistic also surprise you?
It did. I was very surprised myself when I read those. I've spent my entire professional career working for nonprofits, and specifically youth nonprofit organizations. And so when I came to the Arthritis Foundation, I was very surprised to see that there were over 300,000 young people with the disease, and then to find out that there were 1,500 plus here in the state of New Hampshire, and outranking things like juvenile diabetes.
And we'll be talking a little bit about where the money goes, but let me mention a couple things. All the money stays here locally. $150 provides a scholarship for a family of four to attend a juvenile arthritis family day. $500 can register one family to attend our National Juvenile Arthritis Conference to connect families together. And $50 supports a power pack backpack filled with Hot Cold Buddy D beer, Raising a Child with Arthritis, and other resources for a child with arthritis, which is my lead-in to hearing from Kristen, Emma's mom. And so what's your perspective as a parent with a child with a juvenile arthritis? I know it's moving, and I know that, like, when you first got the diagnosis, it must have been shocking in a way. Or?
It's definitely shocking. Not the news that you want to hear, that your child is faced with something challenging. You know, as the years have gone by, I feel like we've had really good health care. That is, we've been put with some great doctors that have helped her. And
were you surprised, as I was, with the number of youth that are affected by juvenile arthritis?
Before Emma was diagnosed, I didn't know that children could get arthritis either. So learning more about that, it is very shocking.
And has there been a good support system with other families?
Definitely. Yep. And I feel like Emma's met a lot of friends at Camp Dartmouth Hitchcock. The first year that she went, she found children that have the same thing as her, so it made her feel not alone in this.
Andrea, tell us your story as Lauren's mom. How did the initial diagnosis shock you, and how you went from there?
Yes, my daughter Lauren was 7. We had returned from vacation, and we thought it was just from a lot of walking around D.C. and a lot of testing and waiting and doctor's appointments. And when we finally got the diagnosis 3 months later, it was a shock to our family. And I'm also a nurse, and I really knew very little about juvenile arthritis until it was my child. And then I did everything I could to learn about it. And we found a lot of support through the Arthritis Foundation, resources, materials, and outreach, and being connected with Lauren's rheumatologist, Dr. Yost, and giving us a lot of information and encouragement, because we were very afraid. We really didn't know what to expect for her future.
So here you are, an RN, and you were unaware, as most of us are. So I think one of my goals before I retire, whenever that is to make sure that people understand this, and that the walk that we do at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium in May, Tom Ringel and I have this vision that one day there'll be a sea of green as big as the sea of pink when we do like a breast cancer walk. Tom, let's bring you back in here for a second. So has it been difficult when you're out there, since you're professional life, you've done a lot of fundraising. I'm assuming that one of the first things you have to do is bring everybody up to speed that this is a serious problem that people haven't been able to talk about too much.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons we do the walks and the Jingle Bell Runs is simply to bring awareness to the community and to help raise funds so that we can continue as an organization to provide services for not only our young people, but for the generations beyond.
And again, the upcoming runs, the Jingle Bell in Concord, is December 18th, and you can register by going on jbr.org/Concord. And the Jingle Bell run in Portsmouth is December 11th, and just again, jbr.org/Portsmouth. And then for those of you that can take the drive to Freeport, we actually have the third one, which will be the first one, which will be December 4th in Freeport, Maine. So as moms, obviously living everyday life is difficult enough. So this added a new piece to the equation in terms of, you know, visits, you know, to doctors and so forth. So, Kristen, how were you able to squeeze all that in with everything else that you're doing?
I think as a mom, we find a way. you know, when you're faced with something that your child's challenged by, you do everything that you can to figure it out. So luckily enough, we have some great doctors. Emma also goes to Dr. Yost. So it's made it a little bit easier.
Yeah, Dr. Yost is really acclaimed. Andrew, how about you? And you're an RN, you're squeezing everything in.
I had started a new job just before Lauren's diagnosis, so that I was very worried about that, how I would be able to manage being her mom and being her advocate and getting her to appointments and giving 100% at my job. And fortunately, my employer was very understanding and allowed some flexibility, and it really just made me work 110% times that much more, just to give my back to my school that I work at. And I also work with kids, so it has helped me to be a compassionate person towards parents dealing with children with chronic health conditions. But it definitely is manageable if you have the right supports in place. It's something you can get through. And again, having a rheumatologist who is incredibly talented and supportive and compassionate and skilled and reassuring and providing, making sure your child has all the latest medications and advances to help them through this makes it possible. And family support is also incredible. We wouldn't be where we are without family support.
So when Tom approached you with regard to Lauren and Emma, I mean, how did you say, I mean, you're obviously, you know your daughters, they're fantastic, they're, you know, above and beyond, but did you think, oh my God, will they be able to do it? Just how did you feel?
As far as the Jingle Bell moment?
Yeah, that being the youth honoree.
Being the youth honoree. Yeah. Lauren is a private kiddo. She doesn't really want to talk about having juvenile arthritis, because I think like most kids, she just wants to fit in and wants to be a normal kid and go about normal activities like all of our kids do. So she didn't want any extra attention. And I think it's more about the outreach and awareness and her reputation of her cupcakes, too.
That's true.
Is yummy. So she is very grateful to be a part of it and to give back to the Arthritis Foundation. She donates the proceeds from the cupcake donations back to the Arthritis Foundation as a way, as an appreciation and thank you for the way that they have been supportive and helpful for us getting through this.
They're not just famous in New Hampshire, but nationally. I know when I do these national calls and we talk about what's going on at our different local races, the cupcakes come up. So you're famous nationally as well. So when Emma was approached, what did you think?
Well, I think it gave her such a positive feeling to be able to give back to the Arthritis Foundation. It creates a positive spin on this not-so-fun disease that she has. And like she talked about, our family really comes together, and every year Team Emma grows a little bit more. So it's a way to give back. It's a way to have a positive spin on something that's
awesome.
Not that great.
So Tom, back to you. So we have a wide listening audience, both CEOs of businesses and employers, and we haven't really talked too much about adults with arthritis, but obviously that's a significant issue as well. So what's the best way the employers can help and the best way the average citizen can help?
Well, there are two ways that I can think of right off the top of my head. One, for corporations and businesses here in New Hampshire, we encourage you and your your employees to come out and be part of these events. Register, be a runner, be a walker, and your registration fees, even though there is one, that money goes right to the Arthritis Foundation, and it's used here locally to help people like Emma and Lauren and the thousands and thousands of adults who suffer from arthritis each and every day. The second thing is, we want you to have a team. Build a walk team around your corporation, around your business, and come join us and show your colors and be part of this future of Sea of Green that we're looking for here in the very near future. There would be nothing like having, you know, 1,000 people walking down Elm Street in Manchester, or down Main Street in Concord, or down Main Street in Portsmouth, and everyone wearing green, representing the Arthritis Foundation, and promoting that this is a disease, the number one debilitating disease there is in this country.
And we'll have you back, Tom, right before the May walk, so we can see that Sea of Green. Again, the dates in Concord, December 18th, and the date in Portsmouth, December 11th, jbr.org. Emma, Lauren, and moms, Andrea and Kristen, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you.
And thank you for your courage and leadership. Tom Raffio return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.